something like that does ensure that your co-parent isn't drunk or isn't over the legal limit.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. We got one more question from our audience that is another common topic, I imagine. My co-parent wants to ban alcohol during parenting time. How would we even enforce something like that?
Yeah, I mean, what comes to mind for me off the top of my head is SoberLink, which is a device that's often court ordered. But I mean, you could do this, you could agree, you know, if anyway, with your co-parent, that it's like a alcohol monitoring device. And basically it can tell your blood alcohol level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to set up the agreement however you want with your co-parent. But some people do it where, you know, you need to test once a day or you need to test on command. I mean, it could get contentious between the two parties. But something like that does ensure that your co-parent isn't drunk or isn't over the legal limit. That's another thing. Like, you can decide there can be no drinking or that you cannot be, you know, past 0.8 or whatever it is. And that is a way, I mean, that is a court accepted device that is used often. So that is an option.
How does that conversation look like with your co-parent, whether it's you that you're going to tell them, look, I'm taking a break from drinking, but not telling you that you should do it as well, or you might think I am, or maybe that they're drinking too much. That gets into a whole other topic, but any advice around those conversations?
It's also very tricky. I mean, I think the best thing to do is to start out, you know, talking directly to the co-parent. And if there is really a problem on one side or the other, yeah, I mean, that may have to go to a lawyer or the mediator or whatever you're using. Because honestly, I mean, the ultimate responsibility is to our kids, right? And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're hurting your ex's feelings or they get pissed at you. It's like, if you're really worried that they are not going to provide a level of care that's safe, yeah, it's something to look into. But right. That doesn't mean they are going to parent like you parent. You
know, right. I mean, that's the one thing you learn that's so hard is you can only control what happens in your house. And that's a really hard thing to let go of. But I mean, that's a muscle that we have to learn. And this is a topic that is bound to come up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it can get pretty contentious, and you sometimes do have to get lawyers involved in that kind of situation.
All right, Beth, this was great. Let people know where they can find you.
My website is bethpurcell.com, and then I'm on Instagram at bethpurcellcoaching. And yeah, I hope to see some of you either of those places.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.